what happened with the hire car?
Yeah, that's right. This is all after we found out that Jackson, back in the day when he worked out at the servo, had a lady with a hire car come through the place wanting to shut down the servo to do a clean on her hire car after she had explosive diarrhea through the car after a dodgy curry or something, right?
Very unfortunate.
Oh, just terrible.
Those servo pies.
And you know that being a hire car, they're going to charge you every possible cleaning fee, deep cleaning fee because you told them about it, fee because you didn't tell them about it, the whole box and dice, right? So we want your hire car horror stories, etc.
So I've just had a look on one of the hire car websites. If they need to do a full detail on the interior, you're looking at $250.
Oh, it's always expensive.
If you go and get to, like, just a normal car detailer, right, for a full interior, you're paying around $70 max.
Oh, $150 if they do the shampoo the seats. But still, $250. Yeah. They've just put $100 because they wanted to.
Just the excess high car fee, really. let's go to Mel. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, Mel. What's your high car story, babe?
Hi. 2 years ago when I was Ubering, I picked a girl up. She looked very, very drunk. I thought, oh, you know, I don't know. You know, a bit borderline. I thought maybe she might be sick. I was like, okay, just let me know if you need to pull over, vomit, yada, yada, yada. She's like, yeah, you know, it's all good.
Play it down.
Halfway through a trip, projectile vomit. Oh. All in the car door, the seat, the floor. Oh, my God, it was disgusting and it stunk so bad.
Mel, a couple of questions. First up, what time of day was it? Was it like at 3 a.m. and she'd been at Oasis at Hamilton, ate a kebab and then did it? Or was it just like drink?
It was probably about 1 a.m., I think. I picked her up from a house, so it might have been like a house party, but... It might have maybe been a barbecue because there was disgusting chunky bits.
Oh, God.
What did you say to her?
I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. So I pulled over.
Get out.
I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was a little bit just like, yeah, we're going to have to clean this up. I was halfway through her trip, so I really didn't know what to do. So... anyway, thankfully I had a cloth in the back, so I wiped a little bit of it down, wound the windows down, and just, it was disgusting.
Please tell me you charged her extra for the trip.
Yes, 100%. Good. Yes.
What does Uber give you in that instance? Like, is it $100 or something?
Thankfully Uber, they're really good and really responsive in that regard. They, you just report that there was, you know, an incident of like vomiting or food spillage or whatever, you take photos and then I think they reimburse you like however much they think it'll cost to get the car clean. So like good. $200. I think I ended up getting like $200 for that one. It was really bad.
Wow.
You see that bus stop there, darling? That's how you're getting home tonight.
Great story.
Let's go to Ray. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Hey, mate. Tell us what happened with the hire car.
Sorry, mate. I'm the bouncer. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you, man. What happened with the hire car, Ray?
Me and my brother, we hired a car when we were like 15 years old. At that age, you could get your full license, and they weren't going to hire us a car, but the guy knew our dad, so we hired the car, and we said we're only going an hour away so they could calculate how many kilometres we'd do. And so we got the car, we went straight back to mum's house, and we disconnected the speedo reading so that the speedo wouldn't go up.
Alright, how'd you know how to do that, right?
we were young and mischievous. So I undid the speedo reading, and then we went 4 hours away to a place in Wellington from Talbot at Wellington. It's about a 5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And then we just got into the city, and then we had a crash. I lifted the bonnet. We were able to lift the bonnet. I screwed the speedo reading back on, hoping we wouldn't get caught. And then about a week later, they're going to take us for fraud because they were wondering how we got And we got 15 k's away, and we're like four and a half.
All right.
little buggers. Naughty little buggers.
Naughty kids. Do it.
One more.
Carlene, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Really good. What was your hire car story?
Hire car story was we were travelling around New Zealand for my 40th.
Yeah.
And my friend was laughing that much, she peed herself all over the front seat.
Oh, my God. Oh. What do you do in that situation?
Carlene, hello.
I think Carlene has peed herself now.
I want to know what made her laugh so much. She wet herself.
I know.
It doesn't really happen all that often.
I know, right?
They didn't pull into a servo where Jackson was.
Well, that's absolutely true.
No need to pull over. Split those whiskers right here.
Just keep on rolling.
Guys, caller of the week is up next. We get so many great stories like that.
The best one is getting awarded a $200 fuel card next. We've had some great callers this week, by the way.
Oh, awesome calls.
Good competition, but we'll find out who is winning next.